You right?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm right. I'm all good.
Hey, David.
Hey, Lisa.
I just had sex with a guy. Had to fix that.
I thought you were going to do the bit from Lonely Island where we do the song. I just had sex.
No, because that's got nothing to do with this movie that we just watched, which is called Road Trip.
What?
Yes.
We watched. Did they go on some kind of trip on the road?
They did, yes. Not nice. By air. It was a road trip.
I know, because dog, who can afford for a flight?
Yes. This movie is a 2000 movie.
What's 2001? 2000,
no, okay, 2000. Yeah. 2000. I wrote 2001 and then because you said it.
Yeah.
But it was from the year 2000.
We'll make it up to you in the year
Beyond 2000.
Beyond 2000.
God, that takes me back.
It does.
You know, I've been in my line of work and visiting clients. I've been like, it's like being thrust back to my childhood. And this house today, the carpet was very similar to the one at my mum's house.
Yeah.
Didn't have the same sort of pattern. No. But it was brown with splashes of dark brown and red and orange and yellow. And it almost made me think that would be a great idea for an Airbnb where you could get thrust back in time to an original house. This house was original. Like it had the original bathroom.
You'd worry what the brown and the red were. Anyway.
That was the carpet.
Yeah,
it was the colour of the carpet. But you'd be an experience to get thrust back into a house that is in, like, ancient condition, like a time capsule, never changed. Everything was the same. Even the original stovetop and oven, like, it was just, it just took me back to my house as original. I thought, I wonder if that's a market for that.
I don't know what colour my parents' house carpet was before it was the bluey-grey colour.
Mm.
I think it was just cream.
This house had wallpaper.
Yeah.
And behind the doors had like a little inset of a framing, like an ornate framing,
yeah.
To which inside was the matching wallpaper of the room. It was outstanding.
Sounds like something in Ugliest House in America and they would frame it.
Yeah, they probably would, actually. Mm. They probably would. I actually like this house and I told the woman just that. I said that I love your carpet. And she goes, oh, not many people would. I said, no, it just makes me think of my childhood.
Yeah.
It was quite interesting. But that's got nothing to do with Road Trip, the 2000
movie. Are you sure? Because there is some carpet in this one. Some people lay carpet.
What?
You just had sex. You laid carpet.
No, you don't lay carpet when you're having sex. No.
Oh.
No, otherwise, Jesus was not a virgin when he died. So, this movie...
He wasn't a carpet layer, he's a carpenter.
Carpenter, I know. You're welcome. That's correct. See, sometimes I do things for jokes.
I know. I know.
Just for me.
Just for us.
Everybody.
Just for everyone.
Just yeah, absolutely everybody.
Oh, God.
Everybody!
I think that came in around the same time. Can you not try and
get it? I heard that song probably like 3 times at Mardi Gras.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody heard it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so.
2000 movie.
Stuff.
Budget and box office.
Why do I keep getting it wrong? And you have an eyebrow going in the wrong direction. All right.
Okay. I can't answer all these questions at the same time.
I know you can't. I'm off the chart today. Sorry.
I don't know. That's cool. Let's be off the chart together.
So, budget and box office. Budget was $16 million. A measly $16 million.
$16 million.
Not much for this movie.
No.
Do you want to hazard a guess?
No big stars, boxes? Though, because you think about it, I reckon Road Trip, the guy Stifler probably got a little bit of money and then the rest of them probably got nothing.
Yeah.
Do
you want to guess the box
49
office?
$49 million.
No, a bit low.
Really?
Yeah, this movie had a box office of $119.8 million.
Oh, okay, so really good.
So it was a big hit.
Well, it had Euro Trip, right? Which sucked, but it had Euro Trip.
After.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when they get sequels, usually that means they've done all right.
See, I remember saying that during a podcast, and you corrected me and said that's not necessarily.
Not always, but I'm saying it's a good indicator.
You just sometimes. Said usually.
Yeah, usually.
I know that always. Means, I didn't say always.
Yeah, usually.
Okay. That was my brain slowly.
Am
dying.
I being Andy Dick?
No, you're just being a dick. The people in this movie, the staff, the cast, are Breckenmeyer, Sean William Scott.
What?
Amy Smart.
Is she?
DJ Qualls.
Is he?
Yes. Quack. Rachel Blanchard, Anthony Rapp, Fred Ward, Tom Green, Paolo Constanzo, Andy Dick, Wendell B. Harris Jr., that's a name and a half, Edmund Lindeck, Ellen Albertine Dow, Mia Amber Davis, pardon me, Ethan Suplee, who's, you can't see that fucking sailboat, Marla Sacharezza. That's a hard word to say.
Is she a big character? We need to be talking about her?
Well, no, I put the major ones. Like, I think she's probably the blind girl from memory.
Yep.
Now, the mum that Barry makes out with at the end, her name is Rhoda Griffiths.
You haven't even said who Barry is.
I did. Tom Green. I said that earlier. I didn't
hear you say Tom Green.
Well,
sorry.
It's not my fault. You're fucking deaf. Rhoda Griffiths is her name.
Okay.
And it's so funny that her picture on IMDb.
Yes.
They have used a picture from a movie where she has played some sort of undead character.
Yes.
So her picture on IMDb is her as a zombie.
That's good.
Yeah. I thought that was quite
special. Was she in Me and My Mates versus the Zombie Apocalypse?
I don't know. I didn't look her up, but I just saw her and went, oh, she's a zombie now. That's good. And then we've got Horatio Sands, which I think is the guy that puts his French toast down his pants. And Mary Lynn Rajsclub, which I think might be the blind girl.
Okay. Oh,
and Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes, Jimmy Kimmel is in this.
Do you know who he plays in this movie?
Oh, he's the... I saw him.
You can't see him because he doesn't have a face.
Oh, I thought I saw him in that.
No, he plays the dog.
Oh, does he?
He plays the dog.
Oh, he does the dog.
I got the munchies real bad.
Okay, I thought he was in this movie. Maybe I think of someone else.
Yeah, no. All right, so...
We watched a couple of movies between this one and the other one.
Correct.
And so I think he was in one of those.
He possibly was. Yes, we've been watching lots of movies lately. All right, more than...
Funny for people who do a movie podcast to watch movies.
I know. And yet, we gave zero fucks about the Oscars.
No, I don't care.
No.
No, I don't really care.
No, John Cena was naked.
Most boring movie alive won everything, and that's great.
God, that movie's boring. Can you tell we didn't like that one?
Oh, look, it's not terrible. It's just boring. Nothing fucking happens.
Yeah, I know. Just a bit of trivia for this movie, not only a little bit.
Yep.
The opening flyover of the school is Harvard.
Oh.
Yes.
So Ithaca is Harvard.
Ithaca is a made-up school. It doesn't exist.
What?
Yes.
Ithaca?
And the...
Where's Barry live then?
I don't know. Probably bumfuck Idaho. Shh, can you not bark, please, Doc? And it's the same school that they use in the movie Old School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I didn't realise that this movie is basically almost a remake of another movie. Did you know that?
It is a remake of The Trip of Rhodes.
No, no. So it's a remake of another. Well, it has a similar plot. They said similar plot. They didn't say remake.
They're all fuck the same plot.
But it's a similar plot to the movie Overnight Delivery.
Overnight Delivery.
Overnight Delivery. Where it's the same thing. He's a delivery driver, though.
Yes.
And he's got to go find the thing that he's accidentally sent to his girlfriend.
The wrong time. Yep. Yeah, okay.
Yep. 1998 movie.
1998.
Yes. So very, very quick turnaround between these two movies.
Yes, yes.
Starring the best person in the world.
Paul Rudd.
Yes. So maybe I should have picked that movie.
I actually know. I've seen the cover of that one before.
Have you?
Paul Rudd.
I might have to watch it
It's a very early Paul Rudd movie. Mm.
Maybe when you're doing your podcast thing tomorrow night, I might watch it while I zap my legs and get rid of my hair. I might do that.
I'm glad that everyone knows about that
now. Yes,
yes.
Okay. I just say things because I do.
Fine.
Zach Galifianakis auditioned for Barry. Kind of wish he did get it, to be honest.
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis was unknown at this point.
Correct, but you know. He's worked with Ferns, so he could work.
So this movie, I didn't know who the hell Tom Green was until this movie came out, right?
Yes.
Then he did this movie, and then everyone went, oh, how cool is Tom Green? He's so awesome.
Yeah.
Then he started to do his own things, and everyone went, oh, he's just Tom Green.
Yep.
And then he went away again.
Yes, yep. You all gave him permission to be a weirdo full-time.
I think people thought he was playing a character, but he's just playing himself.
No, that's just him. I don't know if he's still married to Drew Barrymore, but bloody hell.
I don't
hell.
Think they were married.
Bloody
they
hell.
Married? No,
I thought they were.
Can't have been. She's a bit of a strange little... She's a bit strange too, you know.
She is. I know that too.
She's not...
Jesus, like
that's... I think I said it to you when we were talking about it. I said she's not straight down the line, the old
no,
Drew Barrymore.
I know that. I'm aware of that. She's a child star. She's led a very interesting life.
She's got a very twisted sense of humour. That's why I think she likes him.
Yeah.
So...
Nothing about him is appealing.
I mean, you know what? She's never been kissed.
Yes, problematic indeed. and Reese Witherspoon auditioned for Beth.
Yeah.
But doesn't matter because she was in Overnight Delivery.
Oh, really?
With Paul Rudd.
Oh, we're going to watch that now.
Yes.
Because, you know, that fantastic acting like she had in Cruel Intentions.
Yeah. So, yes, shall we explain that?
Yeah.
So, we rewatched Cruel Intentions.
Well, it came on TV.
Yes.
So we started watching it. It was not from the very start. It was from about maybe a few minutes in. Yeah. It wasn't that far into it.
No, it was. No.
Oh, no, it was from the start. Driving. We heard Placebo.
Yeah.
Once you hear Placebo, you know you've started Cruel Intentions.
Yeah. Yeah. Talks walks into his sister.
Then we got to about, I don't know, about an hour in, and we just gave up. Because it was, we hadn't realized how bad it was.
But I said to you, so Ryan Felipe basically has just, his research in this role is to be a 2-year-old toddler.
Yeah, he really, it's weird. And she finds him attractive.
Yes.
So it's all kinds of Drew Barrymore and Never Been Kissed levels. It's so but the other weird. Way around.
I'm like, I said to David, why did we love this movie so much?
The soundtrack.
There was that.
And also it had Buffy in it.
Yes, it had Sarah Michelle Gellar in it, and it was very risque for the time. And I think that's what pushed it over the line.
It's not really risque anymore. Because
acting and plot.
So let's wind this back around to Road Trip, right?
Mm.
So Road Trip comes 2 years after American Pie.
Mm-hmm.
So American Pie had been the big, like, breakout because it was like a teen comedy, right?
Yeah.
But it was like...
It was a coming-of-age movie.
Yeah, it was like a coming-of-age movie. But it was like a return to things like Porky's and stuff like that. It was very lewd.
Yes.
American Pie is very, very lewd, right?
Yes, yes.
This movie comes around and they're like, we can top that.
Yeah.
We can be just as lewd. And that's what they tried to do.
Yeah.
And they obviously took the story of this other one and
took Stifler.
Yeah, took Stifler with it.
Yes, but called him something else. Let's
fucking get Stifler.
Yeah.
You know what his name is in this movie?
No.
Yeah, his character's name? I know what it is.
Oh, do you?
You will never guess what his character's name is.
Jim.
No, it's E.L.
Oh.
He has two initials. I don't know what it stands for, but his name's E.L. At one point, I thought they were calling him Eeyore.
Maybe it's L for El Stiffmeister.
El Stifler. Maybe he's called Stifler in here. I don't really care what they call him. But they also Stifler,
call him Stifler in my notes.
They didn't get Jim. So instead of getting Jim, they got DJ Qualls to be kind of, DJ Qualls kind of Breckin Meyer.
To be a Jim.
Kind of to be like the Jim. Yeah. Like the two parts of Jim.
Yeah.
And then they got the stoner guy is kind of like your Kevin.
Yes. Yeah, he is. He's a very similar Kevin character.
And they didn't bother with like the other guy. They didn't bother with the Ostriker.
No.
Because they didn't need him.
No.
And they didn't bother with Paul Finch because they need him. They just kind of, Breckin Meyer just does everything.
Yes, he is. He's a bit of everything.
Breckin Meyer had like this career that lasted maybe 4 movies where he was very important to everyone and then he's just gone.
Yeah. He you think on surface level is the normal one in this group of friends.
Yeah.
But he's not.
He's a weirdo.
He's a fucking idiot. He's just been told he has to get a really high mark, otherwise he's going to not only fail this course, lose his funding, so therefore have to drop out of college.
Yeah.
3 days to go, I'm going to go to a fucking party.
Of course he is.
Yeah, dude. Well, I wouldn't be studying for this.
No.
Oh, fucking basic. No.
He doesn't know anything about the topic, too, because someone teaches it to him in 46 hours.
And he aces it. You can have more. Sure.
He doesn't ace it. He gets a B+.
He aces it. He gets exactly what he needs.
He gets what he needs.
Considering he knew zero about the topic and he scores himself a B+ out of it, that's amazing.
Maybe that's... We'll just see. I mean... How much of this story is real?
Yeah. I don't like
any of these characters. Because it's Barry telling us this story, right?
I don't like any of these characters.
Don't even like the Stiffmeister?
Nope.
No, he's a dick.
No. DJ Qualls' character is probably like, if I had to pick someone, I'd like him. But he gets walked all over.
But
they treat it's him still like a very
funny movie. We still like it. It's a good movie.
Oh, yeah,
But the characters are not endearing. Like, there's no Jim.
No.
There's no fun, loving... Like, we love Jim.
Yeah. And look, maybe because it was the right time.
We don't really like Kevin, but we like Jim.
American Pie was the year after we graduated.
Yes.
So I felt a connection with the characters. Yeah.
Although this one makes sense because if you'd gone, I'd say Americans, right? If you'd
go to uni or slash college.
You would have felt like...
Yeah, so maybe I didn't have that. But in Australia, we don't go
Have college either.
Well, yeah, in Australia, when you go to university, you usually don't stay over and sleep there. Because
sometimes you do.
There's usually a uni that is close enough to you. Yeah.
It's a bit different.
It's a bit different to over there. But yes, no connection with these characters whatsoever. Even new and improved Stiffmeister, I didn't like. Yeah.
He's not as good. See, this is the period where Sean William Scott just plays Stifler for about 3 goes.
That seems to be all he does.
And then he kind of gets to Evolution, which is just after this. And he's like, oh, I'm a little bit different.
Yeah.
Then he decides he's just going to fucking right turn and become like these weird characters.
Yeah. Before this, I think he does the Big Brothers one with Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Is it before this?
No, it's going to say after this.
Yes, that's the next step.
He's kind of still that. But then he does ones like Goon, where he's the hockey guy.
Yes.
And he's playing the loser. It's not really Stifler kind of character. No, it's
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
In Happy Gilmore.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Shall we go balls deep into this movie?
Oh, I just want to balls right into this movie. Yes. So the whole premise of this movie is that it's a tour.
Yes.
That Barry is giving, and then he gives a story. He does the story.
Yeah.
So obviously, have you got anything for what Barry says at the start, where he says it's the name of the building or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. So he says the building and when it was made.
1600s,
yeah. And she goes, it says whatever. And I said, what if it was the address? It
could be the address.
Because it should be the address.
It might be. He actually might be right about that.
Yeah.
I like the English department. He goes. You all seem to speak English, so we'll skip that one.
Yes.
That's good. But he starts telling the story.
Yes. Well, he starts to introduce the university, which proves that he knows nothing about.
Yeah.
So then he starts to tell a story.
He thinks, oh, I'll tell the story, right?
Yeah.
Because someone says, doesn't anything cool ever happen here?
Yes.
In the typical 90s haircut that kid has.
Yeah.
He looks like he's part of Hanson, except he's not blonde. Anyway, when he goes, bop, anything ever cool happen here?
Yeah.
He decides to start his story.
Yes.
And he starts the story by introducing the main character is Josh Parker.
Yeah.
And I said, what if Barry had not got his name right? Because Barry can't get names right. So what if this guy's name was Peter Parker?
Yes. Yeah. And he got bitten by a radioactive slut.
I wouldn't say that she's a radioactive slut, but, you know, there's some problems with what she does.
It's true. And then I think the scene is where they're in their dorm room.
Yes. I noticed the fact that the band Superchunk poster was up behind him.
I did not.
I did.
That's good.
Superchunk.
Is that actually a band?
Yeah, Superchunk.
Oh, great.
What a great name for a band.
The 90s and 2000s were just off the charts.
It was, yeah.
Excuse me, I dropped my book.
Anyway, you tell me what you want to talk about.
What was the one that we went to? Was it Guttermouth?
Guttermouth, yeah.
Wanted us.
But they spat on people.
On people, and people loved it.
That was pre-COVID a bit there.
Fuck, I should hope so. Probably
about 20 years, but yeah.
Jesus, that was hectic. Yeah, that was gross.
He took a drink of water and spat on the audience. Yeah.
That was when they were going kilts. To see...
Offspring.
Offspring, yeah. So I'm glad we were seated and not in the general
seating area. Seated off the side, yeah.
That's so gross. Okay, I said, what if the snake killed Barry?
Mm-hmm.
Straight off, just kill him. That would be... Actually, that's probably just
Why?
What
I... Why? Just because it's there?
Because I just know what he's going to do and I just don't want him there.
The snake almost kills him later, but not now.
I know. I just want him gone at this point. I said, what if Josh wasn't such a sad sack?
Josh is such a sad.
Oh, he's so blackboard. Hurry up. I miss my girlfriend. I'm pathetic. And then he does an Anakin.
Yeah.
He changes it around quite quickly. Mm-hmm. But we're not there yet.
No.
Josh asks his mate to mail the tape for him.
Yeah.
And I go, what if he actually... Oh, that's right. He's still rewinding it.
No. See, there's a bit before that as well.
Yeah.
So he goes to try and contact her and he can't. So then he decides he's going to record another little bit to his message. And I said, what if he sends the video without the add-on? Because he's going to send the video and then he decides to add something to it, right? Yeah. So when he adds the thing to it, then it makes him have to rewind the tape and he's late for class.
Yeah.
So if he just goes, oh, I'll just rewind the tape here and put it in, he would have taken it with him and just sent it, right?
Yeah.
And then there's no story because he just sends his thing.
Also, this whole thing of the mix-up of the tapes doesn't check out for me.
No.
So he's doing the recording of him singing his stupid little sad song.
Yes, yes.
He does that. He's rewinding it. It's in the VCR when he leaves. He's
lost in class. Yes, yes.
Yes. So
he asks his friend
to post it.
Smokey McSmokey Bear.
Right.
To post it for him, right?
Yes. So it's in the VCR at this point in time.
So I said, what if you didn't trust Dope Lemon?
Yeah. How the hell this mix-up even happens is beyond me.
Because his friend doesn't care.
Okay, but let's track the tape for a second.
Yeah.
It's in the VCR getting rewound.
Yes.
We're assuming that Dickhead takes it out.
No, I'm assuming that Josh takes it out.
No, he says, when it's finished rewinding,
no,
can you post this for me?
After that. So he says it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think this is the timeline of the tape. Ready?
Yes.
So we have tape A, which has his recording on it, and we have tape B, which is the one that records the sex scene. So I believe what happens is Josh is rewinding tape A. He tells his mate to do it. His mate doesn't do it.
Mm.
Josh
gets
back. So it
stays in the VCR.
Yeah, Josh gets back with the girl. And she takes the tape out that's already in there and puts another tape in.
No, she doesn't.
No, I know she doesn't do it, but I'm saying I feel like...
We need to go based on what we saw.
Okay, no.
You're inferring.
I'm inferring, right? I know it's the purpose of this. Someone takes the tape out, right? He probably thinks, oh, someone's been watching something on my TV, takes the tape out, right? Leaves it on the bench. She puts a tape in and does the recording. Then...
Or it's the same tape that's in the thing.
Yeah, okay.
Never changes.
No, that's right.
Never gets removed.
No, that's right. But what
if... And all of a sudden...
What if... It's a what if show that we're doing right now.
What?
What if Dope Lemon, he takes the tape out, but then he's running late for class, so he leaves it on the desk, right?
Yeah, that must be what happens.
And then he goes to class.
Otherwise it sits in the VCR and gets taped over.
Then when he gets back, she's put a new tape in, and he's forgotten that he took the tape out and went, oh, I better do that tape for him. It must be still in there. Takes the tape out, goes and puts the thing in. But in the meantime, Barry's also recorded over that tape as well.
Yes. See, in my head... So I'm giving them the very big benefit of the doubt
that
he dope head takes the tape out, puts it on the bench, but just never posts it till the very next day.
Yeah.
Somehow another tape gets into the VCR.
Yeah.
Not even to mention how problematic it is that all she has to do is press record on a handy cam.
Yes.
That has its own tape in it.
Yeah, but it's somehow recording onto another tape.
No, I know how tapes work.
I know, but somehow doing that. I know
how 90s tech works.
It doesn't work that way.
It has the red cable and the yellow cable plugged into the TV.
Yeah.
To be displayed on the TV.
Yes, yes.
It is not recording.
Oh, what?
It's not recording.
No, but maybe she hits record on that as well.
No, she... Do you not watch this movie? Stop inferring shit that doesn't happen.
It doesn't make any sense.
A little fairy comes down and blesses him with a 9-inch cock. No, none of that happens. So, sure, she does, it's recorded onto the little tape.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's some sort of setting that instigates the VCR maybe there to is tape on its own.
He says, he finishes recording, then he hits rewind and says... You have to. So maybe it's a setting that he's done. Maybe the way it got plugged in or something, it automatically tapes it to the other tape. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. We know it doesn't make any sense.
He's recording it off the channel.
Yeah, yeah.
He's recording it off the channel. He's not recording it off the VCR at all. Yeah, but
why would he do it that way? I suppose it maybe because otherwise he'd have to play it back and hit record. So he's doing it at the same time.
Correct.
So he's just playing it through the channel and recording it.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the setting that he always does.
Maybe, but it's not automatic.
But then why? Then she would have to do it.
Yeah, the tape wouldn't automatically hit record. It's not how it worked in the 90s. We had buttons on our VCRs.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not like that. So this whole thing, like I'm thinking about it and I'm watching what happens in this first bit. And I'm just like, this doesn't happen.
No.
This does not happen. But anyway, I digress.
So, okay, so he goes outside after the tape. He runs into the girl.
Yep.
And so is he late for class or not? Because he just runs into the girl and has a discussion with her.
He is running late for class.
But he decides just to have a chat with
Correct.
Her. Correct. All right. I said...
He's trying to be polite. Cause
so he sees her and I said, where's her helicopter?
I did that laugh last week. I said, what if they before that, Barry keeps talking about feeding the snake.
Yeah.
I said, what if they did feed the snake and they killed it? So there's no snake that comes to play in the rest of this movie.
Yes.
So... Barry doesn't run into Beth. There is no contradiction of where he sends her.
Yep.
None of that happens.
Yep.
So.
There's some other stuff about her and trying to find and Barry and all that stuff as well. There's a bunch of times that you could stop that scene from her seeing Barry and him saying Austin, correct. Massachusetts.
But if the snake is dead.
Yep. Yeah, that's one of them. That's definitely one of them. There's a couple other ways. Because this movie feels fairly linear, but there is a lot of different shit that could go on.
There is. We were writing a fuck ton of notes.
I wrote 3 pages.
Yeah, it was a lot.
So, okay, so I'm still at the point where he runs into the girl, right?
Yes.
Are you there yet?
Yeah, they chat and then he has to go to class.
So I said, what if she knew he had a girlfriend, which I think she does, and what if she had girl code where she doesn't just try and steal some girl's boyfriend? Like, she knows he has a girlfriend, right? Because he says that, like, or something. Well, she says that later.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Fuck girl code. I wouldn't have a husband if I had a girl code.
All right, but...
Because...
But Breckenmeyer...
I don't care. We wouldn't be together, so...
Yeah, true, but what if he's doing your face? Am I doing your face? Cause
you sure it means girl code?
Did you ever mean girl code?
Yeah, fuck girl code. There's no girl code here. She's looking out for number one, and so she should. I'm all for that, even though she's got that crazy look in her eye, that weirdo. She does what she's supposed to do.
So he does. Can just say no. He gets the class thing, and then he meets up with EL/Stifler/Stifler.
Before he does that,
yep.
She gets stopped by Jacob.
Jacob?
Yes, we meet Jacob and realize he's an absolute lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what if she reported Jacob for stalking?
That's right.
There's, you know,
Jacob gives me solid James Spader energy.
He does look a bit James Spader. He does.
He really does. Yeah. He looks like James Spader's very nerdy twin brother.
Correct. Very much. So if she reported him for stalking, then maybe he would have backed off a bit.
And I don't think he would have backed off.
He's a TA.
Yes.
There's got to be some repercussions for someone who's approaching and like being inappropriate to a student. I know he's a TA. He's still a student.
Yeah,
but he's not quite. Student. Yeah, he's not quite. So there's levels of what he can and cannot do.
He doesn't care.
Correct.
He does not care at all, and he's got himself in a position where he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah,
he's so kind of like the jocks in like Revenge of the Nerds or something.
Mm. They're above the law and moral code. So he meets up with Sean, which is.
Yes, Mr. William Scott.
EL, yeah.
Just call him Stifler. He meets Stifler.
Yes.
And Stifler tries to convince him that he has to go to the party because he wants to whatever. Then I just wanted to point out the fact that at the point when he kneels down and starts speaking to Breckenmeyer's penis, an extra walks past and the look on her face is priceless.
Yes, and accurate.
It's people would so look good. At
that. People wouldn't go, just go.
Give her an Academy Award, that girl.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks fucking freaked out because it's weird.
She perfectly does it.
I said, what if Stifler could speak penis?
He probably can.
Well, he probably could speak his... What if he has a different dialect with his penis than, say, you would have a dialect with your penis?
Maybe he speaks Bangkok.
I can speak Thai. Ready? Bangkok.
So he calls up Tiffany's...
Before that, what if Josh's balls... Cock did pack up his balls and leave.
They should.
Like, really? Could you picture him having little suitcase scrotums and walking
away? Well, he'd probably pack up the wrong balls considering he can't get a videotape and the right fucking thing. So, like, he doesn't know where to send things.
He'd probably ask his stoner friend to pack his balls for him. Yes.
Pack my balls for you.
Pack my balls for me, please. I said, what if he missed the party and actually decided to study for a very important test?
I know, you said that earlier, but I don't think you understand what university is all about, what colleges are.
No, I do. But if he doesn't pass this test, he's not going to have any more of this experience.
He's not going to cheer college.
No, he's not. He's not going to F you.
So?
Yes, party time.
No.
No, not yet.
Calls the girl.
Oh, yeah.
Calls Tiffany. Now, this is important that when he calls Tiffany, he said that he's tried to call her a few times.
Yes.
He calls again.
Yes.
And the roommate is very discourteous to him.
Yes.
I said, what if Tiffany's roommate was worried about her and had actually tried to figure out where the hell her roommate has gone over the last week?
Yeah.
Because the boyfriend keeps calling. Maybe she has the phone number of the family. Maybe Breckenmeyer, who's known her since he's been a little boy,
should have that
fucking number.
Yeah.
Say we were going to college, right? And we're high school sweethearts, you know, and we're going to different colleges and I'd called you. And over a whole week you had not returned my call. I would have called your parents.
Well, you went to uni and you used to come and visit me every now and then. If I didn't see you for a good 3 days, I would call your home phone.
Of course you would.
I mean, we didn't have mobiles back then, really a choice.
He's calling her. But
there's
no
mobiles
there.
That exist in this universe either. No,
but he can call. He knows her mum. He knows her family. They grew up together.
Yep.
He would just call. Maybe he would even call his parents and say, hey, have you heard what's going on? I haven't heard from her. And then she's probably like, oh, what's her name's mother, grandfather died.
Passed away.
He would know about it because they're like family friends.
Yes, they should, but they don't.
Anyway.
It's weird.
It's so dumb. And also, just for a random but it's thing.
It's got to lead to the misunderstanding, see?
Yeah, true. Okay, so then we get to the part where he comes to the party.
Yeah.
And I just like, it happens a few times in this movie. But don't you love when the main characters in a movie like this, where there's no jocks, where they're just the main dudes, they know everyone?
Yes.
And they always, like, walk past and, like, hey, dude.
Yeah, everybody and slap gets hands high fives. And
he doesn't know any of these people.
Yeah, no.
None of these people even, they're extras.
Yes, they are.
Seriously.
Yes.
But he's, like, points at him as, like, hey, dude.
He's a big man on campus.
It's like, come on, man. Do we have to have him being this character?
Yeah, I know, right?
It kind of makes me not like him.
No. I said, what if TA's mingled with students?
Well, he shouldn't be there.
No.
He
should not be there.
So we get that little bit where, Stifler says, oh, you know, hope you brought your money or whatever. Maybe if Stifler had told him that he needed to bring more money, he might have brought more money.
Yeah.
Maybe if, you know, maybe if Stifler could give him a couple more dollars or whatever. But he kind of says it as if he's going to, you should buy this girl.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bit gross anyway. But this is a bawdy college kind of movie.
Yeah, it's gross.
So I've got, what if she doesn't notice the cult leader in the audience?
Yes.
And that, because she notices him, then goes and finds Josh, right?
Gives him the heads up.
Now, what if she tells Stifler about the cult leader?
Yes. Yeah.
Because he shouldn't be able...
He could shut it down straight away.
He should shut it down.
Which that means they don't have a date. She could get bored out by somebody else.
No, not that so much. That I think if... Because this is the thing, right? She goes off, finds Josh and says, come and whatever. Is he even going to bid on her?
No.
He's not going to, is he?
That's what I'm saying. If she goes to Stifler...
Yeah.
And he shuts that down...
Yeah.
Who else buys her?
Probably the guy who wanted someone else.
Yeah. So she goes and spends the night with someone else or has a date with someone else and they two don't hook up. And
they hook up.
This imaginary tape never gets taped.
That's right. The imaginary tape.
Yeah, the imaginary tape. I said, what if Josh was still like no to Beth? He was so no to Beth.
Yeah.
Not more than 2 hours prior. Yeah. Let's say 2 hours. I don't know the timeline there. All of a sudden he does an Anakin. And he's like,
he really turns a corner here.
He's just like,
he's like, oh, just because someone else wants her, I better do
this. Let's just get out of here.
Yeah, and then he takes her back to his room. What if they'd gone back to her room rather than his room?
Yep.
No tape.
Yep. It was quick, and he was like, "This is gonna happen."
And then she's just like, "Let me interview you."
Yes.
That's a bit weird.
Yeah, and it was very weird.
I said, what if he isn't a cheater?
Something like filming your first time at sex with someone.
Yeah. What if he isn't a cheater? Because he's a cheater.
Yeah,
He is not a good character.
No, just because she hasn't talked to him in 3 days, therefore he goes, she blew me off.
He can put his dick wherever he likes.
Apparently
now.
So.
Apparently that's how
doesn't
it works.
Doesn't count. You know what it says? If it's in a different postcode or whatever it's called, zip code.
Mm-hmm. So she does the interview thing. She's asking him questions and they're very inane questions, as they would be. And we get that, you know, film and whatever, and you get her like coming into the shot or whatever.
Yeah.
And I said, what if they get wild and they break the snake tank open and then the snake gets out?
Jesus.
You know, because like usually when you got, see, this is the thing, right?
She's got two snakes to deal with then.
This is the thing about these movies. When you've got like the first time two people get together in a movie, generally it's wild and furious. Do you know what I mean? Like generally it's not like, this is almost like... This is almost like hospital-like. It's so sedate. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like she asks him questions and he starts describing what he likes in a woman.
Yeah.
And she comes over and she's like kissing. But generally, if people are passionate about each other in, like, a romantic movie, they, like, jump each other.
Yeah, but I don't think... No, that doesn't fit for this scenario.
I know, it doesn't
fit. She's trying to seduce him.
Yeah, but she's not really... I mean, he doesn't need much seducing. He wants.
No, I know that, but she's trying to seduce him.
Yeah, well.
She's trying to make him still look like a good guy.
Yeah, it does, actually, yeah.
He's not a good guy. I did say, what if Josh wasn't an asshole? And then we flicked back to somebody else having fun, and I said, what if Barry wasn't having fun?
Oh, yes, with the, we're touching.
Yep,
yes.
We're having fun.
Yeah, he's having lots of fun.
He's having a great fun.
So we, next morning?
Yep.
So the next morning starts off and we get Barry singing a song.
Yes.
On the guitar. And I said, Barry singing the song, I wonder what the fox says.
It's fucking awful. And Stifler's singing it with him like this is a regular song.
Yeah, I think it is a regular song.
Jesus.
Because the salmon does this, but what does the fox say?
Yeah. Josh comes in acting like such a douche.
Yeah, because he is a douche.
Yeah.
Can I just say, he's not acting like a douche. He is a douche.
Yes, yeah. He wants to be asked about why he's so happy.
Of course he does.
Yeah. Twice last night and once again this morning.
Yeah,
good
dude.
Good for you, buddy.
Come on, man.
Well done.
See, I don't think Josh is a likable character.
No, he's not. He's absolutely not. Bad things happen to him for a reason.
See, he plays the same character in...
Rat Race.
Oh, God, I wanted to say Road Trip. And I was like, this is the movie we're doing.
No, it's not.
Plays the same kind of person in Rat Race. But he's the main character. He's the likable character, right?
Which, yeah. out of a bad lot of people.
But he's actually not a bad guy. He's actually quite nice in that movie. He doesn't do anything bad.
Yeah.
He only gets the thing because he just puts a dollar, he finds a dollar and puts it in. He does the Charlie Bucket.
Yes.
And gets the prize. Yeah. And he's not even going to do it until he realizes that everyone else can't get there and he knows a girl with a helicopter.
Yes.
That's the only reason why he even bothers because, you know, he's trying to be straight and whatever. In this movie, he doesn't give a shit.
No.
He's playing kind of the same character, but he's like, I want people to know I fucked someone.
Yes, yeah.
Like, he's so dumb.
He's a dumb jock. He's a user. He's a shitter. He's
exactly.
And then when he realizes what he's done with this imaginary tape, I said, what if his mates were more supportive? They just like, do you have another copy?
No. Well, his mates are very supportive when they want to watch the video. This is where I said, what if watching
yourself have sex with your friends? It's not okay. I said that what if in what movie? What movie was that?
I don't know what it is.
Sex tape of your friend. And I said, who'd want to watch their friend have sex? No one would want to watch a mate have sex.
Apparently. Okay, what if
And then he said it was boner time. So not right. It's like Adventure Time.
What if watching your friend have sex was something that you needed?
Yep.
Oh, we need this.
Yeah, it's not right.
I don't need that.
It's boner time.
Sorry, I
it looks dim like the lights, like, yeah.
But I said have sex. All right, Hawksy.
Yes, your writing is terrible at the best of days.
Sorry, but it looks like, what if you pulled Hawksy?
Yep. So, this thing has been posted the same day.
Yes.
Morning of that day. And
yeah.
Then, so unless he sent it express post...
Yes, true. It
got sent that same day.
Yeah, but...
Same day they're heading off to meet it.
But this is magical.
They said they've got 3 days until his test. Yeah. Yes, I know, because the tape not only...
But it might arrive on the Monday morning.
Okay. I don't know about their post.
Yeah.
But there's no way a regular parcel gets from one state to another in 3 days. Maybe express post?
Yeah.
But not, so he must have sent it express post. Maybe he's got it Josh. This happens post. In 3 days. Not even, less than.
Yeah.
They're there. When he gets there to get the tape, he's got 46 hours to get back home.
Listen. Listen to me very much.
The math on that is fucked.
Listen to me. The return home is not. Does not make sense.
No.
But let's just not worry about that. Let's wave hand that because that's time travel and we can't do that. But
because I Googled it. It takes a full day and 2 hours to drive.
26 hours.
From there to get there. So 26 hours.
From Ithaca.
Yeah. From Ithaca, New York.
Ithaca, New York. Okay.
Through to Austin, Texas.
Yes.
Not Boston, Massachusetts.
Maybe it's Ithaca, Massachusetts. I don't know.
So it takes them, and that's if they're not stopping.
Yes.
26 hours.
Yeah.
By the time he gets there, all of a sudden, I've got 42, does he say, or 46?
He's got 46 hours to get back. He's got 46
hours to get back before his test.
Yes. So okay, I don't think the test's on Monday morning
they've
somehow.
They've driven straight through, have they? They've not stopped at all? Because that's how that math works. Only if they had gone all the way through without stopping, they would have taken 26.
Yeah, but it's not cumulative. He's got from that point 46 hours to get back.
Yes.
It means it only takes in 26 hours. That means they've got 20 hours of rest time.
It means they had 2 extra hours to get there. No, 24, 20. No, they're behind in time.
There's two hours that goes missing.
Okay, 3 days.
Yes.
They got That's 3 days. That's
to get to where he's going. And then he has 46 hours from that point to get back.
No, 3 days is got
to
be.
That's what he says.
No, he's got 3 days to get to the test.
No, that's
from
that's,
start to finish.
That's not what he says later in the movie, though.
No, well, that's what fuck. Yeah.
But I'm saying that's not what he says later in the movie.
Because of the extension.
Yes.
Yes, but then he doesn't have that extension.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
No, but no, it's not because he that's something different again. Okay, let's get to it when it comes to it. All right, when he's on the way back, because we haven't started yet.
Yes, because there's holes everywhere.
I know it's potholes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
It's like they're bouncing like through a dirt track through the middle of the Australian desert. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And something got into the bus.
They go to DJ Qualls' character, who is Kyle.
Kyle!
And they ask him for his car.
Yes.
And I said, what if he called his dad or he backed out?
Yep. What if he just gives them the car?
Yeah. If he doesn't get the car, if he gives it to them and doesn't go with them.
Just give them the car. Yeah. What if Kyle's not with them?
Yeah. I don't think anything changes because Kyle doesn't stop them from doing anything stupid with their car.
No, probably not, because they probably would just do it.
Because Kyle can't stop anything. He wants them to go back to the interstate.
The dad doesn't chase him because Kyle...
The credit card.
Yeah, but does he give him the credit card or does he give him the car?
No, they just give him the car. If that's the case,
then they run out of money.
Yeah.
They ran out of money.
Well, they wouldn't have any money. They need his money to survive.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. They could take his car. What if he just says you can have the car, but he doesn't give him his credit card?
Yeah.
Because the credit card is the thing they need. Yeah. That's the reason why the dad chases them.
Yes. Yeah, that's the only reason that all explodes.
So if he calls the dad and the dad says no.
Yeah.
Or if he just doesn't give him the car.
They just don't go.
Yeah.
I don't know how much a bus ticket costs, though. But
I've got that later. Why didn't he take a bus?
Yeah.
What if Gabari? What if Barry goes with them?
Yes. Yeah.
Barry goes with them, there's no snake scene.
No.
She doesn't go to Austin, Texas. Yeah. We don't get any of that scene. She doesn't know where he's gone because he's just gone missing.
Correct. Upon farewell, he jumps over the car.
Yes.
And basically walks over the car. Yes. I said, what if Barry cracked the windscreen so bad that they couldn't drive the car?
Yeah.
And they got stuck in the car, they couldn't basically leave. I said, what if Barry had to feed frozen mice like a normal snake owner would have, not live mice sitting in a box?
Hold on. That's
yeah. Right after.
That's no, but there's a little bit between.
Yeah.
Because I said, what if this was the end?
Yeah.
Because Barry tells his story and goes, the end.
Oh, I discount any of the talking bits.
Okay.
I dislike him.
Yeah. Okay. So then, yeah. What if he does frozen mice? Because I know you've got a problem with this live mice thing.
Yeah.
Because you kept saying it to me the whole time.
Most ethical snake owners will not have live mice. Yeah, but
this guy's not ethical.
Yeah, but you also have to feed. You'll have to take the time to feed your food.
Yeah, I know.
It's ridiculous. And he keeps it in a cardboard box. Anyone that's had mice, whether you've had mice as pests in your home or pet mice, they chew.
Yeah, of course they chew.
There's no way
they do.
He's keeping mice in a cardboard box.
No, he's not.
Beside the snake cage.
No.
So, yeah, it would... Yeah, that's a problem.
SPA is what they call it, SPCA, whatever it is in America, which is the RSPCA in Australia.
Yeah.
I thought they would have a lot of trouble with this. He puts a mouse in his mouth.
Yes.
They can't. Anyway, let's not do a talk about that because we're not up to it yet.
And okay. Not only the fact that he's holding it incorrectly.
Yes.
He's not holding it at the base of its tail.
Yes.
So he's causing that mouse an incredible, and it's just there hanging for the most longest time.
It's awful. This movie's terrible.
Yeah. I know people don't like mice and think they're pests and don't really give a shit, but that animal has feelings. And
of course it does.
I don't understand how that.
It's really sad.
I don't know how that had passed.
Let's move on from that. So I said, what if two girls at the same time was double cheating, not cancelling each other out?
Yes, no, absolutely not. Those stupid rules about if you're in the same zip code. Oh my God.
This is such a stupid
thing. That's just for cheaters to justify
This is such a fucking shithouse mentality.
Yeah.
The whole movie's got this shithouse mentality.
Yeah.
I don't know who wrote this movie, but he's almost as bad as our friend Michael Davis in terms of mentality.
But a lot of people cheat.
Yeah.
There are a lot of cheaters out there.
So I think
people think that's acceptable and reasonable to think that.
Same postcode and two girls at the same time and being drunk is no excuses.
No.
So we got that. And then have we got...
She asked Barry where he went.
Yes.
And he says Boston, Austin, Massachusetts. He says
Austin. And then he says Austin, Massachusetts.
So what if she
says, do you mean Boston?
Yeah. What if she said, do you mean Austin, Texas?
Yes.
And he went, yes.
He would say yes to whichever one.
She jumps and says Boston, Massachusetts, but what if she jumped the other way and said, well, he said Austin, so Austin. I'll say Austin, Texas.
If she jumps to that point and goes, Austin, Texas.
And he would have said yes. Yeah, he would have. 100%.
Hmm.
Sorry, I'm super thirsty.
Also, if she's going to be screwing a dude who already has a girlfriend, she probably should have more information about this. Maybe where she goes.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more about her.
Sorry, they've had one night together.
Yeah.
And she's jumping to conclusions. She's getting on a bus. I'm jumping.
Yeah, again, I know.
But this what the fuck?
I mean, maybe the dick's that good. Three times.
He is a giant dick, so I can understand that. But this is ridiculous.
He's made out to be like the ultimate best dude ever.
I don't think I'd even chase you interstate if I thought you were cheating.
Well, she doesn't think he's cheating. She thinks that, what is she even chasing him for?
Because he's gone to see his girlfriend. And she's like, she's upset because he said that he wasn't with anybody. So she's basically to tell the girlfriend because what he's doing is not right.
Oh, God. Seriously? But she's, oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. I know, right? Well, if she had her helicopter, it would have been insane.
Because he's a cheater in that movie.
Yes, true.
Okay, the other guy.
Yep.
Greg or something, I think it is.
And then her friends, the next scene is the shower scene with the gratuitous tips. And I said, what if her friends were more like Andy Anderson? So rather than uplifting her and saying he's a piece of shit,
yes.
What if she said, maybe don't fuck him on the first date?
Yeah.
That's what you do wrong.
That's what she's done wrong. You That's how to lose a guy in 1 hour.
You gave him the milk for free. Why would he want the cow?
Exactly.
So why don't they give her a bit of a reality check?
Well, because this scene never actually happens because this is just Barry's imagination again. None of this ever happens.
So you think she just comes to the conclusion of I'm going to call out the girl all on her own?
I think.
With her imaginary friends?
Here's one for you. I think none of this story ever happens. I think Barry just makes the whole thing up.
What?
I think Barry is not even friends with Josh. I think Barry just knows a guy called Josh and heard a story about Josh and his girlfriend and makes it up.
If Barry watched a movie called...
Overnight Delivery?
Overnight Delivery 2 years prior.
He could have. He probably did.
Yeah, that's
maybe Barry just watched Overnight Delivery.
Wow, that's insane. And went,
oh, I think it's a guy called Josh.
Yeah. That's some interstate fucking there. That's
definitely interstate.
Yeah.
What if they stuck on the interstate?
Yes, I said that next. That's why I said interstate. I went to go say Inception, but said interstate.
I know, because I'm reading it too.
Thank you.
What if they stuck the interstate?
Yeah.
They would have got there on time. Would have been fine.
With a car that works.
With a car.
Yeah.
Everything would have been perfect.
Belongings.
They might have lost a few hours, but they would still
made it. The dad probably would have caught up with them the next time they used the credit card, I would say, unless the credit card.
No, because they get held up because they don't have the car, right?
Yeah.
So they have to kind of do the whole, you know, making money and stuff and everything like that.
Yeah.
That's what slows them down.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they would go straight from where they're going to Barry's grandparents' place.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to pay for anything there. Then they've got to get from there to Austin, which is wherever it is.
Mm-hmm.
They'd make it before Monday morning.
They wouldn't
Monday
have stopped
morning.
At a hotel. They wouldn't have seen that they tried to call Austin, Texas on the bill.
No, they wouldn't
so
have
they
any
wouldn't
of
know
that.
To go there.
None of that would have happened. Yeah, so they would have just been camping out in the car.
And the parents wouldn't have caught up with them.
Exactly. I think the only reason why they don't drive, you know, we talk about driving straight through. The only reason why they couldn't do that is because they're going to run out of petrol. That's where the problem's going to be.
Yeah.
But they.
Look, they can stop for fuel, but.
Yeah.
There won't be any record of any phone calls made as it was from the hotel.
Easy, just be the... Someone says a line. Easy, just be the...
If it was easy, it would just be the way.
Oh, thank you.
That's David's mentality for driving places.
So they say about, and that's why I say all the time, if it was easy, it'd just be the way. Okay, that's cool. Didn't work. That didn't make any sense. He doesn't spit. Oh, so they get to the bridge.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so they're going, oh, we'll go 60.
You need to improve on your writing.
No, so I don't. It's fine. It's all good. Don't worry.
I love that I deciphered what it was.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Just fine.
Move on.
We should take a photo of this and put it up and see if anyone can actually read this. And they're like, now you know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
So, okay. So
before they get to the bridge.
Yes. I mean, the first thing is, they buy a bunch of camping equipment, right? Are they going to camp outside?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just sleep in the car? And then they could not buy the camping equipment.
Yeah.
And then they would still have more they'd have the money.
Yeah.
They could buy some snacks.
They still have the money. They don't realise the card's going to get cancelled.
Yeah, they know that.
They think they've got unlimited funds.
Yeah.
And so rather than staying at hotels, a one-off purchase of all this gear means that they can stay enough and they can stop wherever.
Yeah, true.
So that was the plan for that. Anyway. I said, what if Kyle had a vagina and he stood up to them?
Mm.
So they say, we've got to factor in the car, factor in all our weight. They don't factor in the shit in the boot.
No,
doesn't factor in that. We're going to go 65 to be safe.
Yeah, 65 to be safe.
Then Kyle loses it a bit. Stifler calms him down.
Yeah.
And says, look, I could basically spit off this thing.
Yes, I could spit across.
So if he doesn't have this conversation.
Bob Hope could do this in a golf cart.
If he doesn't do that, the second half of the bridge doesn't collapse. So they would be going too slow and they'd probably crash the car quite badly, I would
That's
say.
That's what they I said. He doesn't it. Spit.
Yeah. Right? Only because that second part of the bridge falls down, do they increase the speed.
Yes,
of the
they
car.
Do. And can they I just say that they make it way too easy?
Yes.
Now, if they had gone 60, I still think they would have cleared that bridge, right?
Do you?
I still think so. I think they would have cleared that bridge. If they don't clear the bridge and the front wheels hit it and the bridge collapses, then they smash straight in there and they're all dead.
Yep. Because so cars' air brakes are airbags are shit.
Yeah. Well, no, because they'd be going like that. And as soon as the thing falls down,
yep.
all the pressure goes down, it would just go bang, and then the car would just go bang. Now, the thing about a car is that all the weight's at the front.
Yeah.
So when you go up over an incline, it will naturally just nosedive.
Yes. We've seen it many times on Mythbusters when that's they do right. stuff with cars, because that's where all the weight is. The engine's really heavy.
So as they're driving, they're going to drive towards the thing, and he's kind of driving, he's trying to get there, and he's saying this car sucks.
Yeah.
He's really trying to steer it like that. Mm. What if they spun out while doing 60 on a fucking dirt path?
Yeah, very leafy,
Yeah. And they just like, fucking lose control and hit a tree and they all die.
Yeah, that would have been great.
There's a lot of dying in this part, by the way.
I mean, as long as DJ Qualls is okay, I don't care about the other three. I just don't really want him to die.
What if it blows up, the car blows up when they're right next to it?
Mm.
Because they walk away far enough and then it blows up.
Then it blows up. If they were closer or if they were getting stuff out of the boot.
Yes. What if they tried to get stuff out of the boot and it blew up?
Yeah.
What if they'd actually went, oh, we have to walk, let's grab some of our stuff. And actually grabbed it out, walked away, then it blew up. That's probably better because they probably wouldn't worry about the hotel. Because
they were camping gear.
They wouldn't worry about that. They'd probably be like, we just got to find another car.
That's helping. Don't make that look at me, dog. Jeez, judgy.
And then I said, what if they had taken the bus? Because you see the girl on the bus, right?
Yes, yes.
And I went, what if they'd taken the bus?
Mm.
The bus would have got in there just as fast.
Buses are cheaper, too. Buses are cheaper than a plane, 100%.
Yeah, I don't know if it's probably not cheaper than the car if he doesn't have to pay for the car.
Correct. He's not paying for anything there.
But he could probably say to Kyle, hey, I need to take this thing. Let's you and me go with a bus ticket. And the two of them go, don't bring Stifler and don't bring the dope head.
Yes.
And then it's just him and Kyle go.
Yeah.
He could just do that. The rest of them don't have to go. No. Why does anyone else have to go apart from him?
The moral support. Possibly they want to see they probably want to see support. The video. Yeah, I said that with a brush ticket. I said, then you see her on the bus.
Yep.
And I said, what if free dildos from strangers was acceptable?
Well, apparently it is.
Mm. So there's someone, you know, hanging out with the free hug sign. Right next to him, there's a girl there going, free dildos.
Free dildos.
I mean, you know, I'd kind of have a look and see what she had, but her dildo was very, very basic.
There's hope, but when it comes to batteries.
You can have that.
You can have that.
That's your starter vibrator for anyone that's contemplating it. That's your first
Maybe she's
one.
Like an Avon lady.
Maybe.
She, like, sells her vibrators, and then when she gets her going, she gets her to sell to others.
Yeah.
It's like Tupperware.
There are sex parties.
I know that.
I've been to a few of them.
Yes, I know this.
Yes.
I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, maybe it was end of line, so she's just getting rid of it.
I said, what if they don't max the credit card out?
Yeah. Then they go back to the hotel.
Yeah.
The parents rock up there trying to find out what happened to his son.
No, that's way after. We haven't even got to this hotel yet.
Haven't they?
No, the parents rocking up is well and truly after.
Oh, no, sorry. It's the kid asking for pot.
Yes.
The stoner wants pot and he's asking the guy at the hotel, sorry, because that, whatever. He's drawing with a pen and trying to imitate Bob Ross.
Yeah, Bob Ross with a pen.
And I said, what if the estate of Bob Ross didn't want his image used in this movie and asked for it to be removed?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how that goes about
that. I
don't
know if they would really like this movie. It's not very Bob Rossy.
No, it's not in his style at all.
No, definitely not. I mean, there are some happy accidents, but
correct.
Apart from that.
Speaking of, what if he did want an 11-year-old prostitute?
I can get you that.
Yeah.
Andy Dick, I swear.
What if Kripke didn't tell them about the card? Mm. So what if he just, you know, was so busy with other customers that he didn't tell them the card got declined?
Well, he has to tell them because they've got to try and pay for their meal.
Yes. But then I thought, what if the police spoke to them before the card got...
Oh, yes.
He was already irritated and angry
about
the card situation.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
And then the police just rock up and tell them that...
That's right. The cop turns up and tells him that they found the thing. What if he didn't know about the card?
Yeah.
Because then they wouldn't know, go and check the card and he wouldn't know where it was.
Yeah.
So he'd just go see the thing and then they'd be like... They'd be further behind.
Yeah.
Definitely, because they'd have to go and check for the card.
Yeah.
And so they're doing that in the forest.
They need a new
how
vehicle.
How quickly does he get... Maybe he lives in an area, but how quickly does he get there?
I know, right? I mean, I don't know where the family are from,
Who knows? It might be from Pennsylvania. They find the car. Yeah.
That's on a road that's way off the interstate.
Yes.
And they manage do research and contact the uni, find out he's not at college.
Yeah, I know. Then someone finds it that quickly.
Yeah. Does the research trying to find the kid.
What if no one ever finds the car? Because then the dad's not in this movie.
Yeah.
He probably sees the credit cards, whatever, and he's like, tries to call the kid, and he's not at the uni.
Well, he's got to call the bank first and figure out what's going on with his card. Then they'll say there was a whole heap of stuff made, then tries to call the kid.
Yeah, and then they'd finally find the hotel. I suppose they would still catch up, but it would take them longer because they wouldn't already be there.
Yeah. Is there a record of it when it's declined?
I don't know. I don't know how a credit card like that. I mean,
they managed to find the hotel, so they must.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, it's not declined the hotel. They said it's maxed out. Doesn't mean it's declined. It means they've gone to their limit. So he put it in and then it told him it was maxed out. Otherwise, he wouldn't let them stay there.
No, but he said, don't blow all your money on cash. So you think they used some money? So he got some money off the card? He told him not to spend all his money on drugs because the card was maxed out. Yeah, exactly. So he can't use it.
Yeah, but it's...
So they're going to have to pay for their...
On checkout. Oh, I understand what he means there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes more sense. All right.
They must pay in cash or something. And then
Stifler, they need a ride.
Correct. So Stifler decides to take it in his own hands and go to a blind school.
He could have gone anywhere.
Yep.
Right? How many different options have we got here? Yep. How long do we want to go for? Well, but let's just say he goes to the blind school.
They were going to hire a car, but you can't hire a car without a credit card.
Yep. What if he stole a car?
Yep. I don't think he's got it in him.
No,
he's not really a hoodlum. He's just a perv.
Well, he is a hoodlum because he steals a bus from blind people.
Oh, but he does it. He outsmarts her. He tricks her. It's not as.
I don't know if he really tricks
her. So as just theft.
I feel like he just steals it because.
He's gonna take it back.
Yeah, he says he's from whatever and he knows whatever, and then he feeds her dog, and she says, "Please don't feed my dog," and he says, "I didn't," right?
Yep.
And then she does the whole finger up, and you don't see anything else in that scene apart from when he turns up next with the bus, and I went. What if he doesn't get the bus because he fed her dog?
Correct. I just said, what if she turned him away? What if she saw through his bullshit?
Yeah.
Because he's obviously doing the whole wave thing. And you can feel someone who's waving in front of you. Yeah. So you know what he's doing.
What if she's calling bullshit and she goes, no. Also,
give him the keys after that
point. What if at the school for the blind, there was a able-sighted person?
Mm.
Just because you're not blind doesn't
mean... make your receptionist has to be blind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then we get the... At the same time, we've got the diner scene.
Yes.
And I said, what if Kyle gets food poisoning?
I said that. I said, what if... Well, first thing, right, is he takes the food back to the kitchen and then you see him licking all off the icing sugar. You can clearly see Kyle at the other end of the restaurant. So I said, what if Kyle could watch him molest his breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
He does all this within view of Kyle.
Yeah.
And then I said, what if his arse toast made him violently ill? As it should have.
It should have.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the payoff of that and it never happened. No. Never happens? No. Never happens or comes?
Maybe that's a deleted scene. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, would slow him down some more.
Yeah.
I said, what if Barry grew to love the pet mouse? He got so attached to it that he doesn't want to feed it food anymore. Mitch. And then he's just absolutely doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, then he's in a quandary.
Yeah. That's a big word.
I know.
Especially for Barry.
Too much. Yeah. So Josh calls up the professor to see if he can get an extension.
Yeah.
What if Josh had gone to see the professor before he left and met him in person and said, I have a family emergency. My girlfriend needs me. I have to go and see her at university.
Yeah.
Surely he would have done that if he was really caring about this test. Then if he has the extension... And it removes all of the other shit about cult leader and all of his shit, right?
Yeah.
But no, he calls. And then I said, what if Josh could tell the difference between the professor and the cult leader guy doing a professor Jacob. Voice?
Yeah.
Who doesn't even sound like him.
No, he does not. Does not.
Anyway.
So what if Josh decided to just leave the tape and the road trip and just head home?
Yeah.
He says to him, maybe this is a blessing in disguise. Maybe this is just means that you guys aren't meant to be together anymore. Yeah. So maybe what if he just calls it and goes, you know what, you probably got a point.
Yeah, we'll just go home.
Yeah.
They go home and then Kyle's parents turn up and they're like, what the fuck just happened? And they probably get in trouble.
Yep. Oh, shit.
Jesus, the big dog jumps here.
She stepped on my thigh and it was really painful.
So we jump back across to Beth.
Beth, yep.
And she's at the something house. She's she's found Tiffany Henderson.
Yes.
She's asked for Tiffany Henderson, is right?
Is it Anderson? Tiffany Anderson?
I thought it was Henderson.
Oh, maybe we're wrong.
Anyway, it doesn't matter either way. So she asks for her, and then she's waiting there, and she sees the picture, and Tiffany comes up. And I said, what if she clarifies the boyfriend's name?
Yes.
What if she says...
Josh.
I slept with Josh last night. Tiffany's like, I don't... Who's Josh?
Who's Josh?
Your boyfriend. No, my boyfriend's name is...
Such and such.
Will Smith. I don't know.
Get your goddamn
name out of my mouth.
And put something else in there. What are the odds that there's another Tiffany Anderson / Henderson, whatever her last name is?
Probably pretty good.
What are the odds?
Pretty good. A massive university, like University of Boston.
A lot of white people, hey.
Tiffany Henderson.
Yeah, it's a probably very white name.
Very much in the 90s.
All right, fair enough.
But put it this way, right?
That's what the odds are.
Yeah, but put it this way. If she's saying this thing and she sees this girl, she just jumps straight to it, right?
Yep.
You think that she would be like, I know your boyfriend Josh or something, just to see if we got it right.
Yeah, no.
She should.
She should.
But she doesn't. No. Because it makes it more funny.
Because it all fits. She goes there, rocks up, there's a girl, the name that she's looking for. It's all schmick.
Yep.
Yep.
Fair enough.
I said, what if she was with her boyfriend those times that she says that she was with her? Yeah,
she'd be like, no, you liar.
No, I was with him like on Thursday night in front of him. He slept at my place. Then she sees the aftermath of her mistake.
Yep.
And I said, what if she intervenes and says, oh, I'm so sorry, I made a mistake.
No, she can't, because that's just not the way this movie works.
No. She just
just let it go.
Fuck the shit, bye, Felicia. Just fucking
let it go, Elsa. Yep. So they turn up at a the frat house.
Yes.
And I don't know what the
Delta,
name of the
Delta,
frat
Delta, Delta.
Yeah, whatever it is. And they turn up and knock on the door, and the guy answers it, and he goes, I know the secret handshake.
Yep.
And they get in, and it becomes very obvious this university frat.
It's an African-American.
It's an African-American frat, right?
Yeah.
And so then they decide to have some dinner or whatever, and I said, what if they all sat together? Rather than the three of them sit together and Carl sit between two very large men.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, there's only room for him to be with big guys because he's so weeny.
Probably.
Yep. I said, what if they beat them up?
Yeah.
Because
they could go anyway here, right?
Yeah.
But they pull the prank on them.
Yeah.
What's this Ku Klux Klan thing or whatever?
Yeah.
And, of course, he passes out and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they're obviously very good sports, these guys.
Correct.
Right? And I like that because they feel like you have to be because they've had too many bad things happen. They've got to have a good... There's got to be the cool bit.
Yes.
Where they have the party.
Yes.
So you've got to have these guys being nice to them.
Correct.
So we get to the little party scene or whatever, and it feels like Kyle got a little bit of Jesus juice in him. And he decides to dance. And I said, what if he got his manhood right-angled?
What if they played the funk?
What? Yeah, he's like, no, you got to play the funk.
Got to play the funk. Start singing.
Play that funky music, white boy.
Wow, that maybe not be okay.
I don't think it would be.
Not where he is, yeah.
No. Anyway. No.
Then he gets the affections of a girl.
Yes, you do. I can't remember what her name is.
No, I can't remember either. And then they go out and hang out on the swing together.
Yes, no, I've got a point about this swing. Have you got a point about this swing as
well? Yes, I do. I said, what if swing chains could stretch and get longer for a heavier person?
I went, do we really need the uneven swing?
Yeah.
Like, do we really need this?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I hate to tell you, but that swing looks like that whether she's on it or not.
Exactly, because the chain cannot extend.
Correct.
They've set it that way.
Yes. Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah, if anything, DJ should have sat that side.
I feel like I'm watching Shallow Hell, for fuck's sake.
I know.
And I don't want to be doing that.
I know. It's the whole fat girl's gross. Just a PS.
I'm not going to pick Shallow Hell for a movie ever, okay?
Yeah, no, it's just stupid. I just hate this whole thing where fat girls are gross. They did it in basketball.
They do it in everything.
They do it in every movie. And I just, sorry, we're not gross. Just because we're bigger, we're not gross. We're not. We're the same as everybody else. We just got more to love, people. All right.
Sorry. You're not in the same realm as this girl, though.
No, but I was.
You were?
I was.
But you're not anymore.
No, but I could easily get back that way again if I like my tiramisu a little bit more and stopped working out.
But, yeah, so obviously he gets a bit of, you know, he gets the action.
Yes, they go back to the room and they have sex.
Yeah.
She tells him where the condoms were.
Yeah.
And I said, what if the condoms were for a black penis? Not a little white man.
I think he'd be okay. Or maybe not.
I reckon it'd just slide right off. I'm not saying he's got a hot dog down a hallway, but...
I mean, obviously, yeah, okay.
She's experienced and he's...
She's quite experienced.
Thin, white guy.
I mean, not all white guys are thin.
No, I would assume... But he's... Did you see his body?
His body's thin.
Yeah. I would assume his penis
is... She looks like she's going to break him.
I mean, DJ, if you want to hit me up with a dick pic, I'm all for it.
She does look like she's going to break him.
She does. It's just... It's the contrast of him being so skinny and so white.
Yeah.
And her being such a big girl.
Yeah.
And so dark. It's just quite funny.
Yeah. And that's what they're playing for. It's the comedy.
Yes. The complete opposites.
Yeah.
But it's just...
It's just a bit gross.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the humour that the 90s gave us and really didn't deserve.
He comes out of the room.
He comes out the next morning.
All the confidence in the world.
Yeah, he's got lots of confidence.
Yeah.
He adjusts his crotch. Yeah, so what if he got crabs from her?
Yes.
Now, then the other one is, once again, as he leaves, just random extras. Just pointing at people and going, yeah.
He's the popular guy.
Yeah. I don't get why this is a thing, but it is in these movies.
Yep.
Apparently, you get to walk through a room and go, hey, and, do secret handshakes with everyone.
Take care, man. Yeah.
No one else really cares about this guy. It's like he made a
connection with every guy on that balcony.
Of course, yeah. Which he didn't.
No, he did not.
And then they're driving the bus again.
Yes.
And he says that he boinked her.
Yes.
And I said, what if he described her boobs as bags of sand?
Yeah, well, he probably should have.
If he balked her.
He pulls out her underwear.
Oh, yes. And once again, gross.
Yes, gross.
Because she's got big underwear.
Yeah, it's disgusting because they're bigger. Then we switch back to Barry.
Yep.
He's trying to get this fucking snake to eat this fucking mouse who won't eat.
No, it won't because the mouse is just walking around.
Yep. He tries to show the snake how to eat the mouse.
Yes.
And I said, what if Barry choked on the mouse?
Oh, that'd be good.
It'd be hilarious. What's her name? Amy walks in.
She walks in,
Is that Amy? Is that her name?
I think. Well, the actress's name is Amy.
Oh.
She's Beth.
Beth. We did the same thing. Thank you. If Beth comes in and startles him and he gasps.
Yes.
And chokes on the mouse.
Poor mouse.
Yeah, poor mouse. But you know what? It's a sacrifice that needs to be made because Barry needs to die.
At least we didn't get Freddy got fingered if that happens.
Oh, gosh. Daddy, would you like some sausages, you fucker? Whatever time we watched that movie for, it's too much in my life. We watched
it
for
15 minutes. That
too
was
much.
It.
15, too much. Too much.
Yeah.
I said, what if Barry killed Beth?
Yes, because he throws the snake. Yeah.
He whips it around. I'm surprised he didn't hurt her.
Hold on. There's a scene between. We've lost the scene.
Have we?
The scene when they go to see the sperm donating. The donating happens before this.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, sorry. Can I just jump in on that one?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so they decide they need some money because they're driving along after they've had the discussion about balking.
Mm-hmm.
They need a bit of money, right? And so they decide that they're going to go to the sperm donation thing. Rather than a blood donation, they could do that, but that's not as cool. So let's go with sperm donation.
You get paid to donate blood in America.
You do in America, yeah. I'm pretty sure you do. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do. Not in Australia, you don't, but I think you do in America.
Maybe you get more money.
Yeah, anyway.
Maybe you get paid to sperm donate.
In Australia? Probably not.
No.
Anyway, we don't pay people for things.
We don't do things for money.
No, that's true.
That's why we don't tip.
So she gives him binders and he's looking through the stuff and I said, what if he said, I believe the expression is shaved? and then what if after the experience of Stifler having someone
milk his prostate
through anally, it makes him think he's gay?
Yep.
And he then decides that maybe I should try dudes because...
Or he's so spun out by that revelation that he kills himself.
Yeah, or...
I know, I got dark.
It got very dark there. Maybe he just goes into depression, maybe.
Yeah, and that usually leads to shit.
Okay, so...
Stiffmeister.
And then, so, she runs into the guy and I said, what if the cult classic doesn't spill his plan?
Yep. Yeah, he doesn't tell her anything. She can't give him a heads up.
Exactly.
And he just fails.
Yeah.
And he's out.
And then I said, what if Mitch kills Sugar Cult?
Sugar Cult. I like it.
Thank you.
Then they're dancing in the bus.
Yep.
And I said, what if Stifler's bus moves weren't so iconic?
Oh, my God.
He just humps everything.
It's so good.
I'm surprised there's no lamps there for him.
I want to rock! Yeah!
We actually did that dance move in the hallway yesterday.
Yes, it was fun.
Yep.
It's probably okay. The best scene in the movie is when they're dancing in the bus.
Yes, it's true.
Then they have this little bit of a voiceover where Barry says, I organised for my grandparents to let them stay.
Yes.
And I said, what if Barry's grandparents had said no on account of the fact Barry was such an
problem
child? Yeah.
Yeah, they hate Barry. So why would they let his friends come over?
Yeah.
I know in my house that would not fly.
Exactly.
Apparently, grandmas love the Stiffmeister. They do. Well, they do in American Pie the Wedding, I tell you that.
They really do.
Yep.
But you know what? She could pay them with meatballs.
It's true. She can.
Mm.
What if he cut it off?
I've just got good on him.
Yep. They know Barry's friends are coming to stay the night.
Yeah.
And yet Grandma's got him taking Viagra.
Now, see, I didn't realise he'd been taking the Viagra. I know he says the Viagra later.
He says it the next morning.
But why would she... Yeah, I don't know. I just figure he got it up on his own. But yeah, he must not have.
No.
Must have been the Viagra.
No, because he couldn't sleep. He gets up and talks to Drug Boy because he can't sleep because the Viagra makes his heart beat like a jackrabbit.
And then Jimmy Kimmel says...
I got the munchies real bad.
We gotta get that bitch to get the treats out.
That's so good.
So we get back on the road.
Yep, they get to the uni is my next one.
Yes, I've got that as well.
And they're trying to get the post, but they can't get the post.
Yep, I said, what if the mail guy helps them?
Yep.
What if the mail guy is not trying to get the spoilers from episode 2 of Star Wars?
Yes. Yep, that was a trivia thing, which I didn't think was trivia. But anyway, he's doing his job. You don't just give your fucking mail to anyone.
No, of course. He does. You have to have the key.
Yeah, 100%.
He could have, you know what? He could have gone up and said, oh, I didn't know there was a key. And they could have just gone, can you help us out? Like, she really needs something.
No, it'll just stay here where it's supposed
and to. And what if they had gone, okay, fine, and walked out and then come up with another plan?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, where they come up with a way to sneak in.
Yeah.
Or let off the fire alarm so that he had to leave.
Yeah.
Or anything else, right? Yes. Apart from just trying to fucking beat him up.
If Van Wilder was there, he'd help them by pulling the fire alarm.
Exactly.
Yeah. I said, what if... And then they're in the midst of all this stuff. You're disgusting, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I've got to hear that thing later.
They're in the midst of all this fight and stuff, and then his dad... Kyle's dad rocks up.
Yeah, so the whole thing goes off, right? Yep. So the security guy comes in.
Yeah.
The other two guys are wrestling. Now, Josh has the package in his hand.
Yes.
And I said, what if Josh destroys the package?
Yeah.
Because at this point, he could.
Yes.
He doesn't. He just holds on to it.
No, he just keeps it. I said, what if Kyle's dad worked in the Victorian police force?
Oh.
Shot first and asked questions later. That is like an
early 90s reference, you know.
Yes, but it's relevant for this movie. And then,
so yes, then
the girlfriend rocks
Tiffany
up.
Tiffany turns up. Yep.
So
then she says, I think we're alone now.
They have a talk.
Yep.
They decide to break up.
Well, okay. They go back to her room and yes, they have the talk.
Boom, boom, boom.
Let's go back to my room. Yeah. So they go back to the room and do they decide to break up at this point?
Yes. They decide they're
going to... He gets a phone call from the girl.
Yeah.
And he's on the phone to her.
Yeah, but they've already decided that...
Have they? I didn't know they had.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She starts saying this thing. That's why I said, what if Tiffany is not into cheating as much as this?
Yes.
Because she's already obviously done it too.
Probably.
Because that's the way she keeps saying.
She wants to do stuff. So he answers the phone, talks to Beth about she's giving him a heads up about the test.
Yeah.
And while he's doing that, she puts the tape on.
Now, I said, what if at the start, he doesn't notice the missing tape, right? And so Tiffany sees it with the Barry vision.
Mm-hmm.
So what if at the very start of this movie, right, he doesn't notice the fact, like he doesn't kind of gloat about having the tape or whatever. He just sort of goes, oh, what are that now? Like, yeah, whatever, they have the bet. And the tape has already been mailed. So there's none of this movie happens. Basically what happens is the tape goes to Tiffany and she gets the tape, then she plays it, and it's got the start of Josh talking, and then it's got Barry's ass, right? Because that's what's on me on the tape.
Yeah.
And I said, so then Tiffany sees it with the Barry vision, then she calls him, and he thinks he tries to cover.
Yep.
Like he doesn't know what to say because he thinks it's got sex on it.
Yeah.
And she's like, what was that tape, that weird thing that you sent me? Yeah. And he's like, oh, no.
She meant nothing to me.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. That would be good.
But the thing is, right? What if she saw Beth's ass like I did?
Mm.
You can see her bum.
Of course you can see her ass.
There's a girl asking him questions. Then she walks off with
her. She walks off and you see the ass.
Yeah, and then it changes and the Barry. And then
changes to Barry's ass.
Yeah.
I mean, as if she can't fucking tell.
I know, right?
They'd already kind of broken up anyway.
Yeah, I know. But still, like, you'd be like, what?
What if you did bang her one last time? As Stifler said he should.
Well, no, because the time doesn't work out. So apparently it takes 26 hours.
Yeah, it takes 46 hours to get back.
Yep.
He's got 46. I think he somehow, they bring the test forward, but the test can't be Monday. The test has got to be like Wednesday or something, because there's no way it makes sense.
No, because there's no time allowed for delays.
Yeah.
They stay over. How many nights do they stay?
But he says he has 40. Okay, at this point now, he says I've got 46 hours to get back. And then it goes, I can teach you philosophy in 46 hours, right? Mm. So this driving back,
it was all in one stint.
Yeah. Okay. This driving back is supposed to take 26 hours.
Mm.
That means he has 20 additional hours.
Mm, to study.
Well, he has the whole time to study, but he's going to get back 20 hours earlier than when he needs to.
Yeah.
If he says he has 46 hours. Because at this point he knows. So that 46 hours should say 26 hours.
Yes.
That is a typo.
Yeah.
Or that is something that is missed, in the, is an error in the movie.
Yeah.
Because if he says, I've got 26 hours to get back.
Yeah. And he makes it.
And he makes it.
Actually late.
Late. Then that must mean that they meant 26. Because otherwise, he would make it almost a whole day early.
Yeah. And it checks out if it was 26 hours, because they've already spent two nights down there.
Yes.
They spend one night in a motel and one night at Barry's grandparents' house.
Yeah. So the Friday night, the Saturday night. But they get there on the Monday morning. They get to the University of Austin on Monday morning.
So they must be, they get to Austin, Texas on Monday morning.
Yeah, because that's when he says she'll get back. That's what he has to get there. He has to get there before she gets there on Monday morning.
Oh, is that... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't make... The timeline of this movie makes no sense, right?
Yeah.
The time of this movie is just stupid.
Yeah.
So let's just say it's 26 hours, because 46 hours is stupid.
All right.
Because they could fucking walk there.
So we're counting as a typo.
We're just saying it's a typo, all right?
Yeah.
I didn't have much for... I mean, obviously, using wrestling to teach him about ancient philosophy, that's great. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
We just get a montage of him driving back. We get no scenes on the way back. We just get him back there.
Yeah.
So I said, what if they locked a building that had a bomb threat?
Yeah.
He can't just walk into the building. He just
walks straight in.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they lock the building? Why wouldn't there be people around the outside stopping people go in?
Yep. Tape. Guards. Yep.
I also said that if there was a bomb threat like this, the midterm, and it's been a couple of hours, right? The midterm would either be postponed or be moved to a new venue.
Yeah.
Or to another room.
Yes. They wouldn't wait.
They would either move it to another room and hold the test and whatever, because everyone should already have been there.
Yes.
Or they have a note saying this is where it is.
Yeah.
Or it would be postponed to another day.
Unless they'd started it.
Yeah. If they'd started it, yes.
And they'd started fresh again, or they'd continue.
And they'd probably just have to tell everyone you've got to start fresh.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what they'd do.
I feel like they'd give them an opportunity if the time allowed.
I feel like that they would let them sit the test if they wanted, but if they felt like they didn't want to sit the test, this would be nowadays logic.
Yeah,
they
would be able to postpone. They'd have good cause to,
So I reckon he gets postpones. I reckon he gets to do it in about 46 hours.
Because it's pretty disruptive.
Yeah.
And it's quite stressful, too.
Of course.
Yeah. I said, what if she wasn't a felon?
Yeah.
That's attractive in a girl.
Well, she's from Dallas. Oh, no, she's not. Elston, sorry. Close enough.
She's not from Austin.
No, she's not either. No, I'm just being funny. Although, DJ Qualls is obviously from Texas, because he still has that fucking accent.
Yeah, he does. So cute. And then, my next one isn't until the very end of the tour.
So I've got just a little bit of a timeline issue again, right?
Yeah. This movie doesn't work.
No, movie doesn't work time-wise at all. I can't
believe we ripped it to shreds so easily.
How far in the past do you reckon this happens, right? Because we get the little thing of this happened and he became High Times Man of the Year and stuff like that. How far before this tour do you think this happened?
Well, Barry says he's been at college for 8 years.
Yeah.
So in order for them to do all that, it's probably going to be maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was last year. They've got
to graduate.
It was the year before. You know why?
Why?
Because in the scene earlier, Barry, when he's with the two girls, says, "I've been at college for 7 years."
Oh, okay.
And then at the thing, he says they've been there for 8 years.
Right.
So it can't have been more than a year, right?
Right.
So all of this happened a year ago.
So he's which the means, High Times Man of the Year.
Which means High Times Man of the Year has just happened, which means if that was important, people would already know about this.
Yeah.
Also, the story of Josh and whatever, mm-hmm. it doesn't make any sense. Like, Josh would still be around.
Mm-hmm.
He's still at uni. Like, he's doing the old Stand By Me ending as if it happened years ago.
Yes.
But it probably happened, like, 2 months ago.
Yes. And that's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But I just find it really funny.
I'm not assuming that Josh isn't there anymore.
No, but it's just really funny the way that, what's his name? Stifler
mm.
gets a girlfriend.
Yes.
And has the whole thing like that. And that's all happened in a few months too.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird.
Yes.
It's written in a way. Well, you've
got to lock down a girlfriend in order to do three fingers for you.
Oh, yeah.
No random's going to do that. What if he
locked down a boyfriend?
Should have.
That's right.
Should have.
Stronger hands, you see.
Yep. Less fingers.
Strong man.
Thicker fingers.
That's
yeah.
right.
Mm.
Yeah.
My last one was, what if that kid's mum wasn't a whore?
That's right.
What the fuck?
I've got one.
That last bit is terrible.
I've got one for it. So he's like, tells a story and everyone's like congratulating him. They all love this story. They actually almost seem shell-shocked by the story, yeah. You know what I mean?
And now they want to attend this university just for this story.
Just for the story.
Yep.
And I said, what if he did see the sailboat? And that's my last one.
Oh, my Lord.
So that was Road Trip.
That was hectic and that was...
You can ask me if I like it, but it is weird. No, I do like it.
The whole thing doesn't work.
It doesn't work, time-wise. Yeah. We've never realised how much that timeline doesn't work.
Yeah, and we'll be watching the other movie, Delivery, whatever it's called.
Overnight Delivery?
Overnight Delivery.
Let's hope the timeline works a bit better.
Not holding out much hope.
I'm not holding out much hope for that movie, considering it's Paul Rudd in the early 2000s, late 90s.
Yep.
In and a rom-com with Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, not a fork.
That is going to be a very bad movie.
Yeah, can't wait. Look, let's do it now.
Oh, God.
We're not doing
this is not the movie podcast. I'm picking. No, I'm not picking.
No,
there's no way.
Do you know what you're picking?
No, I'm going to hit the pause button.
You're going to think about it.
Hit the pause. And...
Hit.
All right. I have one.
Yeah.
It is a very modern movie. 2022, the most modern movie we've done.
Yes.
So we're going to do a movie and it is called Dog.
Dog.
Channing Tatum.
Oh. And the dog. Oh, okay. The dog doesn't die in it, does it?
No. The dog's owner has died.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum is the...
Oh, we saw that already, yes. Yeah.
So Channing Tatum is like the friend of the owner or whatever. He's got to take the dog with him.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like a Turner and Hooch kind of thing, sort of.
Yeah.
It's cute. It's nice. Yeah. It's the whole reason I'm choosing it is that we seem to have somehow stumbled into this road movie style thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're all doing road movies this month.
Yep.
Because it's March.
March on. Yeah.
And I wanted a road movie and a couple of other options came to mind. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I just wanted to do something that wasn't...
You just want eye candy.
Yeah, I love that dog. Yeah. It's cute. It's a German Shepherd. I love German Shepherds.
You do.
It's like the cutest dog.
This is true.
I love my dogs too, but it's a very cute dog.
Yes, I know you have a preference.
Dog.
Yeah. German lover. All right. Well, we'll talk to people next week and we will... Bring dog into their faces.
And let's start with the podcast.
I hate you. So much.